I'm back. Yes, it's Ian here again. Only a couple of minutes after that last recording, that last audio boom. It's only going to be a short one. I'll just do a little test on the Rode recorder. I think it's a premium app. I bought this a few years ago. Haven't used it for a while. I've used it occasionally if I need to record some audio on my phone, which is rare. I was poking around just then in the files that were sitting in it, and I discovered one from the smoking ceremony at the Do Lectures, which I might see if I can tweak it a little bit so it's easy to listen to, and if it is, I'll put it up. So I just thought I'd have a bit of a play around with this, because in digging into it, I noticed that it has the ability to assign location, add an image, and some metadata, much like the Audioboo app is supposed to do also, but also the recorder flips. So now with my Merkin over the microphones, my phone upside down, I can actually see what I'm recording through my poor short-sightedness that I need glasses for, because that's what happens when you get older, you need reading glasses, isn't it? And I can see that it's all recording, so I'm pretty damn impressed. I'm going to have a bit of a fiddle with this, see what happens. Shame we can't cut and paste into Audioboo, but maybe I might see if I can cut and paste it into SoundCloud. If not, I'll then upload it manually when I get home. Just having a bit of an experiment. Also, I just went and had a look at that last fairly long Audioboo I just recorded as I walked around the river, and I'm still on 3G, and my phone is struggling to upload it, and there's no reason for that, is there? It should be able to deal with it. I've got a nice strong signal here, but the app for some reason doesn't like playing in the world of 3G. It seems to struggle in the Wi-Fi at home, but definitely not in 3G. Just another aside, I meant to mention this too. I climbed onto the App Store and gave my rating. First time ever I've given a bad rating. I don't give many ratings, but I had a bit of a vent in the App Store as well about the Audioboo app. And just in case you don't know, because I don't think a lot of people do know, iTunes information, whether it be a review about a podcast or about apps, is local to your country. So if you wanted to read mine, you'd have to actually log into Australia to read it, because you won't get it if you're in the UK or US or Canada. It's all the comments in iTunes is only local to your country's app store, which I actually think sucks, because Australia's population is so small, a lot of podcasts and apps don't even get any reviews or ratings. Whereas if I go into the US one, for argument's sake, there's heaps. So I think it's good to be able to see what some people are thinking. Mind you, once you plug into the globe, you can end up with so many reviews that you become overwhelmed. Anyway, that's an aside. Like I said, I only wanted this to be short. I'm out of here. Bye for now.